Chapter 56. Satan's Deceptions. In the Garden of Eden, Satan said to Eve, "You will not die." This was the first time Satan taught people that life does not end, that people will live forever. Living forever on this earth is called immortality. Satan still keeps deceiving the world with his first lie, "You will not die." I, Ellen White, was shown Adam and Eve in Eden. God warned Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God told them if they ate of this tree, they would die. But Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They ate fruit from that tree. God quickly sent Adam and Eve out of the garden. Then God placed a flaming sword around the tree of life. God would not let Adam and Eve eat the fruit from the tree of life, because the fruit of the tree of life would make them live forever. I heard an angel ask, "Has anybody in the family of Adam gotten past the flaming sword and eaten of the tree of life?" Another angel answered, "Not one person in Adam's family has passed the flaming sword and eaten of that tree." So there are no immortal sinners. Unless sinners accept Jesus, they will die an everlasting death. A death from which there is no hope of being raised to life. I, Ellen White, was amazed that Satan had succeeded in making people believe exactly the opposite of what God had said. God's words were, "The soul, person, that sins shall die." Ezekiel 18, verse 4. Satan has made people believe that the person who sins shall not die, but shall live forever in suffering and misery. The angel said to me, Ellen White, "Life is life, whether it is in pain or in happiness. Death is without pain, without joy, without hatred." Satan told his angels to make a special effort to spread the lie he first told to Eve, "You will not die." This lie was believed and led people to think they are immortal. Satan next made the people believe that sinners would live in eternal misery. This terrible lie opened the way for Satan to work through people who said God is revengeful, cruel, and not fair. Preachers taught that God throws all people who do not please him into hell. These preachers taught that God makes sinners feel his wrath forever, and that God feels good when he sees the wicked suffering terrible pain, tormented in never-ending fire. Satan knows that if people believe this lie about God's character, they will hate God instead of loving and worshiping him, God. Other people believe that the threatenings of God's word will not really happen, for they know a loving God would not throw people whom he created into eternal fire. Satan led other people to believe that God is all mercy, so God will not punish anybody. They believe that both the righteous and the wicked will at last be saved in God's kingdom. Not one person will be lost. The popular false teachings about immortality and burning people forever in hell lead many people to reject the Bible as the inspired Word of God. They think the Bible teaches many good things, but they do not trust or love the Bible because they have been told it teaches the doctrine of an everlasting hell. Satan leads other people to say there is no God. How could there be a loving and just God who would bring never-ending pain and misery on Earth's family? So these people deny the Bible and God. They believe that death is an eternal sleep. Satan deals with timid, fearful people in a different way. Satan leads timid people to do wrong. Then, Satan torments them with thoughts of the horrors they will suffer in hell. Satan says, "The wages of sin is not death. The wages of sin is living forever in the fires of hell." Satan presents the horrors of hell before the people until they go crazy. Then Satan takes possession of their minds. Satan and his angels are happy when they deceive people about God. They are especially happy when people who say there is no God make fun of Christianity. Satan and his hosts say that believing the Bible and God makes people afraid and unhappy. But they are wrong. These evils are the results of believing Satan's terrible lies that God burns people forever in hell. The Scriptures, a safeguard. I, Ellen White, saw that the heavenly angels were filled with righteous anger at this bold work of Satan. I asked why all these deceitful teachings should be allowed to influence the minds of people. Are not the angels of God powerful? If commanded by God, could not these angels easily break the enemy's power? Then I saw that God knew Satan would try every way possible to destroy everyone. So God had his word written out. God made his purposes and plans for people plain and clear. The weakest mind can understand God's truth. After God gave his word to people, he took special care of his word, so Satan and his representatives could not destroy the word. Other books might be destroyed, but God's word would continue forever. I saw that near the end of Earth's history, Satan would increase his deceptions. God planned that at that time, millions of copies of the Bible would be printed. Anybody who wanted a Bible would be able to have one. If the people prayerfully studied the Bible, the Holy Spirit would help them understand the Word. People would know the truth and would not be deceived by Satan's lies or miracles. I saw that God had especially watched over the Bible. But when there were only a few Bibles, men had changed some words in the Bible. The men thought they were making the Bible easier to understand, but they were not. Instead, they were putting into the Bible popular ideas and what their ancestors believed. But true seekers for truth do not need to be deceived. The Word of God is a perfect chain, one part joined to and explaining another part. The Word of God clearly shows the way of salvation. The Holy Spirit guides people in understanding the truth the Bible teaches. I was shown that the angels of God are never to control the will of any person. People can choose for themselves. People can choose either life or death. Many people desire life, but they continue to follow the crowd, the easy road. God gave his Son to die for all people. But people choose to rebel against God's government. People who do not accept the salvation so dearly bought must receive some punishment. I was shown that God would never shut the wicked up in hell to endure everlasting pain. But God cannot take wicked people to heaven. Wicked people would be miserable in the pure, holy company of angels and the righteous people. So God will destroy wicked people completely. The wicked people will be as if they had never lived. This will satisfy God's justice. God created people from the dust of the earth. The people who are not obedient and are not holy will be burned by fire and returned to dust again. I saw that God's loving way of dealing with sinners should make us admire his character and praise his holy name. After the wicked are destroyed from off the earth, all heavenly beings will say, Amen. Satan feels happy when he sees people follow his deceptions, but say they are followers of Christ. Satan keeps planning new ways to deceive the followers of Christ. His plans are more and more deceptive. Satan led the leaders of the Roman Church to make people think the leaders were more important than God. These leaders stirred up the people to persecute and destroy men and women who would not accept Satan's false doctrines. Oh, the terrible suffering and pain the precious followers of Christ had to endure. Angels kept a faithful record of all the evil that was done. Satan and his angels proudly told the holy angels that every follower of Jesus would be killed. Satan said that there would not be a true Christian left on the earth. But persecution kept God's church pure. No person with an evil heart would join God's church, because anyone who dared say he believed in Christ was in danger of the most terrible persecution that Satan could invent.